This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
American Farm Bureau Federation Congressional Relations Director Scott Bennett says the recently passed spending bill provides $13 billion to the USDA, with $11.2 billion provided to the Agriculture Secretary to support producers, processors, and contract growers of livestock.
Contract livestock growers will now be able to recover 80% of their losses caused by canceled or delayed orders. And we've also seen specialty and non-specialty crop growers receive through this round of aid $20 per planted acre. The markets for these crops disappeared overnight when the pandemic hit. And while many of these markets have recovered, the losses from earlier in the year continue to take their toll on farm families.
Additionally, specialty crop producers will be able to include crop insurance payments and disaster payments in their 2019 sales calculation, providing a more accurate picture of farm income. Bennett says the bill also renews the Paycheck Protection Program.
Small farmers continued to be hit hard by the pandemic. The Paycheck Protection Program, that money is a lifeline to keep families afloat, and we were excited to see that extended in this bill.
Bennett also says AFBF welcomes the much-needed relief package.
We're pleased that Congress understands that there's been a toll that this pandemic has continued to take on farmers, ranchers in rural America. This round of assistance, it addresses losses suffered by farmers who are forced to euthanize livestock prematurely with no market and therefore no income, and that includes contract growers. We're pleased that the bill provides additional help for specialty and non-specialty crop growers, and the Paycheck Protection Program will help small farmers continue operating.
Again, that's AFBF Congressional Relations Director Scott Bennett. In other ag news here on a Tuesday, federal guidance suggests that essential workers should be the next to receive the COVID-19 vaccine, including meat packers and farm workers. A Center for Disease Control Advisory Committee voted in favor of a blueprint for essential workers and people over 75 as recipients of the vaccine in the next phase. In a news release, North American Meat Institute President and CEO Julie Potts says priority access to vaccines is a critical step for the long-term safety and the selfless frontline meat and poultry workers who have kept America's refrigerators full and our farm economy working. She says the $1.5 billion in COVID prevention and supports implemented since the earliest days of the pandemic have reversed COVID's impact on the meat and poultry worker sector. Potts adds, Meat Institute members stand ready to support vaccination for a diverse workforce, which will also deliver a wide-ranging health benefit in rural and high-risk communities. Food and agriculture workers are considered essential workers, along with energy, trade, retail, and others. President-elect Joe Biden recently announced his White House climate team. With climate change a top focus of the incoming administration, the team will play an influential role on policy. The team is led by Gina McCarthy, the Obama-era Environmental Protection Agency administrator, who will serve as National Climate Advisor. Ali Zaidi was named Deputy National Climate Advisor. Zaidi currently serves in New York as a top energy and environmental post. Also on the climate team is Deb Haaland as the Biden Interior Secretary, Jennifer Granholm nominated as Biden's Energy Secretary, Biden EPA Administration pick Michael Reagan joins the team, and Brenda Mallory, Chair of the Council on Environmental Quality. In a weekend speech, Biden stated, "We see farmers making American agriculture first in the world to achieve net zero emissions and gaining new sources of income in the process." Incoming Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack is not part of the climate team, but is seen as a key player for the administration's climate goals. Moving along now into State of Illinois Ag News. This year was a time of year to learn new ways to do old things, according to Rachel Peabody with the Illinois Soybean Association. She says the organization learned to adapt, and it was still able to accommodate soybean producers across the state.
We still had a lot of great producer touch points. We still had some great collaboration with our fellow ag groups in the state. And we really got a lot of good wins for soybean producers going and happening. Made us a really strong team. It made us a really flexible team. And I know I'm really proud of how everybody, including our farmer audience that we serve, I'm really proud of how everybody kind of banded together this year and made the best of the situation for sure.
One example, meeting with soybean buyers across the globe, but doing so via Zoom. According to the USDA, Illinois soybean yields are projected at 58 bushels an acre from this past harvest. And state legislative priorities have been outlined by the Illinois Farm Bureau. IFB's Mark Gebhartz has this rundown.
We want to maintain our tax policy provisions that currently exist for agriculture, and we want to make sure that we can maintain to whatever level we can, recognizing that just yesterday the governor announced over $711 million worth of cuts to the state budget that he wants to be considered. To try and keep adequate funding for the Department of Agriculture. Of course, balanced process for siting livestock farms and operating them through the LMFA, the Livestock Management Facilities Act, another major priority. And a lot of work in the energy area with renewable energy. I think not only in the biofuels markets and in biodiesel, but just energy in general, whether that's wind, solar, et cetera, I think you're going to see an awful lot of attention in those areas. So those are just a few of the highlights.
The fall veto session of state Congress was canceled by Governor Pritzker and has declined to push for a special session at this time, so it's unclear when the Illinois General Assembly will convene again. And in local ag news here for your Tuesday, Holly Bauman of Pena was recognized earlier this month at the Illinois Leadership Council for Agricultural Education meeting as the District 3 Agriculture Advocacy Award winner. She is the Agriculture Program Specialist for Lincoln Land Community College and earned this honor for service to Illinois agriculture education over the last year. At LLCC, Bauman works with high school students to introduce them to many career opportunities in agriculture. She also provides agriculture education in both inside and out of the classroom. Bauman joined LLCC in 2018. She came to the college with experience in teaching high school agriculture at Pena High School and serving as the agronomy training coordinator for Effingham Equity. She earned a bachelor's degree in ag education from the U of I at Urbana-Champaign. LLCC offers a transfer degree in agriculture along with occupational degrees and certificates in agribusiness management, precision agronomy, fertilizer, and horticulture. Registration for these opportunities is now open for the spring semester, which begins on January 9th. More information about it is online at llcc.edu/agriculture. And that'll conclude your Ag News here on a Tuesday afternoon. But remember, you can always send us your Ag News by email at WSMI at WSMIradio.com. So again, for your Tuesday afternoon, December 22nd, this has been Gabe Osborne reporting WSMI Ag News.